Motion does not pass. We're moving forward.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Nick, do you want me to call for opposed when there's only five in favor? Okay, show of hands for opposed. We'll take some time to do this. Those opposed, please raise their hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed. Those abstaining, please show your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. John, do you record that? Thank you. We're on to the status report implementation action items. Secretary, have you added Lawrence Reyes to the LSB email list? Thank you. Secretary, do you have a committee of inclusion membership report? Can we hand the microphone to John Gary, please? John Langer. Do you have a report?
The committee of inclusion email report was sent out on.
It's Brenda, Olivia, and Ariana.
Michael, I'm sorry.
It was the report was sent out, was emailed to the board on Friday, June 17th.
So it's been emailed. Thank you. The next item, Secretary, the referred minutes. I think we dealt with that earlier. The Program Oversight Committee programming motion status report, who's going to report on that? Michael Novick, are you reporting on the status of the Program Oversight Committee programming motion? Is that in your purview? And if not, that's okay. We'll move forward. Anyone else is supposed to be reporting on that? Not seeing any hands. We're moving forward. Kim Cochran, our treasurer, the cash policy, has that been discussed with management?
Yes, and there is no written policy at the station.
So there's no existing written policy.
Correct.
Thank you. Governance, John Wenger, the Spanish language translation, what's the update there?
Lawrence, you want to take that?
Can we hand the microphone to Lawrence, Michael?
Lawrence has been looking into it.
We're looking into a couple of foundations that do...
Spanish language translation?
Do Spanish language translations, but no, they supply the equipment, not the translation.
So we're researching the equipment available. Is there any word on personnel to operate the equipment?
Well, the personnel would incur an expense to the board. So in terms of the people that I know.
Okay.
You may want to put out a call to the community to see if someone would be willing to do translation.
Okay, and I know this has been an important issue to members of this board, that we have Spanish language translation available for these meetings. So I'd encourage governance to find a method to solicit volunteers for that. If there's any Spanish speakers that want to step up and volunteer, please contact John Wenger, the chairman of governance, so that you can volunteer to help translate from Spanish to English for these meetings. For Summer Reese, the PNB agenda is available to the LSB.
Thank you. Sure. I've been trying to straighten things out on the PNB with proper notice. You may have heard an announcement this week for the upcoming PNB meeting next week. We are only planning to have one PNB phone meeting per month unless there's a good reason to have two. I will be sending out the agenda tonight for the PNB. I'll send it out to all the rest of you this evening as well. But for your future edification, kpftx.org is where the agenda gets posted. You can listen to past meetings. You can look at past agendas. You can look at the agenda for the upcoming meeting as well. But I will go ahead and copy the LSB tonight when I send it to the PNB as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And through the chair, the question of written reports from management, I've requested from Bernard, or at least informed him of that he'll be asked to present written reports, which he did. We've got one today, and he's pledged to have them with more notice in advance. So we'll have them in advance of this meeting, and then also have printed copies. The next, Kim Kaufman.
There was a mention of the Billy Higgins tribute report having been submitted. I got none.
I'm sorry. Can you bring your microphone up? Sitting on the desk.
Somebody said on the listserv today that the Billy Higgins tribute report had been distributed. I still have not seen it. Does anybody know anything about that?
And that's when Bernard gives his report, we can ask him.
I don't think that's his area.
Okay, my understanding is Jennifer Kaiser gave a report to the board. I'm fuzzy on it.
I've never seen it. That's what I'm. Does anybody know anything about it?
Okay. And then hands in order of who's been waiting. Ollie Lexa was waiting. Can we have the microphone?
Two things. First is to Kim's. I believe the email was that someone made a comment that the Billy Higgins report in this GM report that we'll be receiving today was one that we already received in a previous management report. And secondly, I wanted to piggyback on Summer's report regarding the PNB meetings, as well as the CARTs. On the KPFK events calendar, we have a special segment for PNB meetings, and I've put up direct links to the teleconference. If anyone wants to listen in, there's a link directly on our site as well.
Thank you, Ollie.
Thank you. The next item for the chair action item list for the agenda, as you see, we've done just that. The question after that, the agenda time for board questions of the PNB. When we finalized the agenda, we considered the 20-minute PNB director's report to include questions. Summer.
Yeah, I had my hand up before in reference to what Kim had asked, and you went to Ollie, but no.
Ollie had his hand up much earlier.
No, I know, but I still had something to say on that subject before we moved on.
Okay, would you like to speak now?
Please, thank you.
Please.
I believe there may be some confusion. Jennifer Kaiser presented a report prior to the Billy Higgins concert as to what was going on during the planning stages of going up to that event. There has been no report submitted since the event. I know because I went and met with Jennifer and went over the reports, the receipts, the accounts, the week following the concert, and have followed up three times since. There has been no written report distributed to the board, and she said at that time. And
Summer, if I could fill in.
Anyway, there are two different reports.
Jennifer Kaiser came to the meeting that you were not at, and did give a full report.
Which meeting I was not at?
The LSB meeting that you were not at.
But she hasn't distributed a written report that I'm aware of.
In May. I don't think you miss a lot of them, so it should be easy to remember. I think it was May.
Okay.
So she did give a full report.
Okay. Point of information?
We'd like a written report, I guess, for those of us who may have missed that.
Address you, John, point of information?
Yeah. I believe that meeting, that alleged meeting, putative meeting, did not make quorum. Therefore, it's not really a meeting. And therefore, if it was delivered at a non-meeting, then it wasn't delivered to the board.
And
so, therefore, we'd like to have it.
Okay, I don't agree with your interpretation of it, but I will ask that Jennifer Kaiser give a written version of that report, send it to the entire LSB. Will that satisfy you?
Yes, it will.
Thank you. And the next person that had her hand up was Brenda.
So it was that particular report was delivered May 7th at our meeting at the Sepulveda Center, in which many people on the board did not attend. And also, the fact is that the report is already written on here, so I don't know why we're repeating ourselves.
It's
in the manager's report. So if it wasn't written prior to it when she talked about it on May 7th, it's written here. So I don't know why we should continue this discussion.
Thank you very much. Can we move forward on this point? Summer, you want
to... I guess I'd like to be given a copy of it because I'm using John Crumshaw's agenda. And as of a week ago, Jennifer said she had not written the report yet.
Summer, did you not have an agenda sitting before you?
No, I did not. There was
so
nothing.
I think you'll have one right now. Will that
Thank
work?
You. No agenda, but it's a report. Thank you. So, and as of a week ago, I was told there wasn't a report yet. So that's why. Yeah. Thank
okay,
you.
Then you were misinformed.
Well, I told that by Jennifer. I think it's here now. It wasn't there a week ago. Thank you.
So the next order of business, status report information, implementation action items from the general manager, the names of people following up on action items. Bernard, would you care to address that?
My notes from that request are that I would follow it up. I followed it up.
Follow what up?
The allocation of names to requests from the board for action on the management team. Go figure. I was taking the same notes.
Well, it sounds like you'll fulfill the request to have names of people to follow up on action items in the future. Is there a question, Lawrence?
No question. I do have a question. Are we on PNB reports? No.
No, we're not doing them this minute. Is that what you're asking, if we're doing PNB reports this minute? No. Michael Novick?
Yes, before we complete the status report, the point of the Committee of Inclusion in my mind was not just that the Secretary report the membership, but that the Committee of Inclusion meet and carry out its business, which is in the bylaws and its important business to guarantee the involvement of diverse communities in the listening area. So I would like to try to make sure that someone takes responsibility to convene a local meeting of the Committee of Inclusion and also presses for the national committees of inclusion from the five station areas to meet and carry out their responsibility.
Thank you. John Gary, do you have the list in front of you, the members of the Committee of Inclusion, by chance?
The Committee of Inclusion...
And just give me the if there are names of members...
There's
that are on
two
the LSB.
There's two different categories of members.
Just members that are on the LSB that are here today.
Rodrigo Argueta, Ariana Gladney, Omar Burdett. The Committee of Inclusion Director member is Rodrigo Argueta.
Okay. Ariana, do you mind convening the first meeting of that? And just I'll appoint you chair pro tem where you can make the calls, get people together to the first meeting, and your first order of business would be to hold an election for chair. Thank you very much. So I'm appointing Ariana Gladney the chair pro tem of that committee, so she'll hold the first meeting, get it scheduled, make the phone calls, and then the first order of business, you can determine who will be chair. Lawrence Reyes, you have a question?
Can I join this committee of inclusion, or was that already determined by the elections?
I think the name inclusion implies you could, but are there any objections to Lawrence in being included in the committee of inclusion without any objection? Yeah, so Lawrence raises as well on that for the record. Now we're going to set up, if Adam, you'll help out with the microphone for public comment. Members of the audience, this is our first opportunity for public comment. If you want to line up behind this microphone stand right here, Adam, our audio engineer, is going to help put a microphone up, and we'll take you in order. This will be 7.5 minutes, and as per motion of the board, you'll get 1.5 minutes each, which allows for, I think, about 5 people. So keep that in mind. So, Adam, once you're back at the whiz bang, we can. So, what time we're starting this is 3:25. Okay, time starts. If you don't mind saying your name, that would be helpful, and go ahead and you have a minute and a half.
Hi, I'm Bella DeSoto. It took 1.5 hours for you guys of doing nothing but wasting time, so thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay, Ralph Nader said on Democracy Now!, and he's been saying this for many years, just 2 days ago, he said, what about all third-party candidates? Why are they not allowed to debate the two-party dictatorship, Democrats and Republicans? Why is that? Why is it that Pacifica does not have any socialist programming on KPFK? Why is it that Green Party members, Libertarian members, Peace and Freedom Party socialist members are not given the courtesy that the Democratic Party is given at KPFK? Shouldn't that be a big question mark? I am a socialist. There is no socialist programming on KPFK. And I am an atheist, a free thought person. There is no such programming on KPFK. Okay, now, I'm interested in finding out what is it that this board is going to do to remove all black programming that includes Sonalis, that includes Margaret Prescott and Ian Masters. I want these people to have 1 hour, like everybody else, and let the other voices that have not been heard, that are at the door and continue to be disenfranchised.
That's our time. Thank you very much, Bella.
Greetings, I'm Dina Kamathi.
One of our radio hosts.
Our radio hosts, yeah. Here too, I never have really asked for the removal of any programs. But my concern is the fact that since 1982, when I first got involved, there's been a lack of Asian programming, which is about 2 million people. And subsequently, there's a lack of Chicano program, which are about 6 million people. And I'm not saying to remove any programs, but I think with slots open up, that given the mission statement that Chicanos and Asians, though I'm not Chicano or Asian, have a right to have a station that kind of expresses the progressive views that KPFK expresses, since there's no other media outlet for progressive Asians or for progressive Chicanos, especially Chicanos, number one. And then number two, the Community Advisory Board should be in the vanguard of lobbying for that, and we need to review why that's not being raised, as well as program oversight as well as the community of inclusion. I think that Asian and Chicanos have a right to some of the airways here at Pacifica KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the next speaker.
Hi, everybody. I have a proposal.
You can introduce yourself.
My name is Dean Cherline. I own 5 acres out in Mojave. It's in the middle of a very large wind farm that's about to break ground next spring. And I wanted to say to anybody and everybody, I need somebody to advocate with me. I'd like to submit an official proposal to KPFK to be able to site a very large wind generator on my land that's large enough to net eliminate or even earn money to eliminate the transmitter power bill. So anybody who's interested, thank you. Anybody that's interested, please talk to me and help me to write this proposal. So I went to the station and talked to Zuberry already, and he's kind of given me a red light, and I don't think he should be speaking for the whole organization and the whole station. So whoever wants to talk to me about that.
Thank you. And not to interrupt, but maybe Doug Barnett, maybe you have insight that can help Dean. Just throwing that out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next speaker.
Hi, I'm Terry Goodman. The Committee of Inclusion is unique in Pacifica's bylaws. The local station board sets its initial membership, and then under the bylaws, the committee chooses its own additional members. So the LSB doesn't have authority to appoint Lawrence, but the committee does. It's a national committee, actually, rather than an LSB committee.
Thank you, Terry.
Israel Foyer here. A couple of comments. It would be good if what I call the gotcha syndrome was eliminated. The blame or the shame game where people, in a sense, try to put someone down, consciously or unconsciously. There's just too much of it going on, including in this board. This may require some kind of a workshop. It ought to be addressed so people are more civil to each other and deal with issues straightforward. And so we don't waste so much time to be in meetings on issues that ought to be dealt with more readily. As to the proposed executive session, it's not clear to me that there's any basis for it, what's been told us so far. And unless there's something criminal or really venal, I see no reason why any problem involving members of this board should be held in secret. We've had issues before of this sort, and they were held in public. They often weren't very pleasant, I agree. That's where civility and decorum comes in. So unless there's some statement, I would like to have a report from the Outreach Committee as to what happened, in their view, before you even consider an executive session. Am I over?
No, you have 30 seconds.
Thank you.
You have a few seconds.
We still should have on-air solicitation for listener members to our committees. We haven't had these 6 months, half the year is over, and a few people of the usual sort, not bad people, come to some of the meetings, and the same is true of LSB members. Many of them don't participate, many of you don't participate at all. I think at least every member should be on at least one committee and do something useful.
Thank you, Israel. That's our time.
To help the board.
And I believe, am I correct, we have time for one more? Yes, the next person. You mind introducing
Dele.
Me? Dele.
It is commendable to hear that this evening the Committee of Inclusion has been fully reawakened with people that are considered very conscious as members. But I wish that the LSB and whoever else has some responsibility in this regard, particularly the new general manager, to also look into the constitution of the community advisory board. I wish that those who are part of that committee are here. But I say it with no sense of bitterness and with due respect for everyone, that committee is moribund, it is not alive, it is not functioning, it is not playing the part it should play in the life of the committee and of the radio station. Mr. General Manager, in order to move ahead with the agenda for this session, the Community Advisory Board needs to be reconstituted immediately. I want to commend, at least when you listen to KPFK, particularly the introduction of Al Jazeera, wonderful idea, and some other programs that have been introduced. But at this critical time in history, if any of you here watch the Somalian women who are dying on their march towards Kenya, pensions have been taken away. Unions are dying in this country. We need some new kind of additional programs, placed particularly for the people of color, in order to represent their voices at this critical time of history. There is no black man in the White House.
Thank you. That concludes our first public comment section. The next order of business on our agenda is the management report from Bernard Duncan, our new general manager. And I should have prefaced this by saying, you've now had 30 days. Welcome to the station, and welcome to the thick of it, Bernard. Thank you for being here.
Please. Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to address you. Kia ora, Maluilele, Tano Palava, Nisan Bulabanaka, and Tena Tato Katoa. Don't worry about it, John. It's just warm Pacific greetings from the South Pacific, from about 10 different islands. I provided a written version of the manager's report this afternoon. I had hoped to do it earlier, but there were a couple of things I needed to wait on until I could do that. I've structured it in the way that it's been structured, just to give you a very brief overview from my office at the beginning and then go into the departmental areas that I'd like to cover in the report and that I think are important that you know about. I have, the report is taken, the departmental parts of the report for Kem's benefit and for Summer's benefit at this stage, given the discussion so far, are edited versions of what come to me. I don't want to burden you with 100 pages. I don't want to burden me with 100 pages. So I give you what I see as the high points. If that proves to not be effective for you, then I'm happy to listen to what you might suggest is more appropriate. Kim will give us a brief outline of where we're at in terms of budget for the coming year. There's not much I can tell you. I will return to a manager's overview of sorts when I've finished going through the departmental sections, just to cover off things that I don't think have been covered off, and then we'll open up to questions about some things that may have arisen as we go through. I think in terms of the budget, we have been trying to make a realistic assessment of what is achievable. I am wary always of looking at the past and using that as a basis, but we have to start some, just pluck numbers out of the air and hope that they materialize as we go forward. We are also aware that we can only spend what we make, and we know about that. So I have been in close liaison with members of the Finance Committee and met with them and enjoyed meeting with them a great deal. It has become more enjoyable as the time has passed. I am concerned after 30 days in the job or a month or whatever it is, 30 days plus two or three or four or five, I'm not sure. It's all a blur, it's been so much fun. I am concerned that we are as dependent as we are on the fund drives as we run them. There are far too many for my liking, and those are things that I need to address. The drives, a general strategy towards fundraising, and some lateral thinking I think are called for, and I'm not saying that hasn't happened in the past, but I'm saying it needs to be focused. So for me, it's been an assessment of what's being done. It's a question of, given the strictures that everybody works under, trying to find some time to dream. That's what I'll call it for now, but not to throw out anything that might suggest itself as an option that people might look at and go, well, that's nonsense. I don't listen to the nonsense philosophy until it's proven that way for me, so I would like to give our people, yourselves included, some time to dream, to think about what we might be able to do that we're not doing, and what we are doing that we shouldn't be continuing to do. And I will also tell you that so far the general manager has been exposed to a significant amount of negativity around this area, and that is to be expected. And I would like to see that change. I've tried to make myself as available as possible in the time that I've been here. This is my second LSB meeting. It's interesting, you enter a time warp from the time you walk in the door and get to sit down. You age significantly, considering it's only a 2-minute walk. And I have tried to make myself available to people who want to see me, and in most cases I've succeeded in that, whether they be LSV members, members of the public, program oversight committee members, finance committee members, and people with particular interests. And I will continue to do that when and as time permits and try and set up some regular meetings for those people, but I will not see my people bypassed to come and see me if a group of people or a bunch or a person thinks they can get a decision that one of my people has made reversed simply by coming to see me about it. I will certainly listen, and we will entertain any aspects of a decision that might be considered to be wrong. I just want you to know that. I have instituted staff meetings on a monthly basis. We will have the second of them tomorrow, and that will be in an effort to improve communication, which it occurs to me has been lacking somewhat in the process of running a radio station. I've also embarked upon a systematic process of one-to-one meetings with staff members, and that will continue on a more ad hoc basis. I set out to do that in the first 2 or 3 weeks. That time has passed. But what's been really good about that is that it hasn't been as relentlessly negative as it's possible for that sort of thing to be. And I have been very honest with people in asking them what their concerns are, and I think they've been very honest with me in telling me those things, although one staff member did say to me, they're not telling you the whole truth yet because they don't want Daddy to go away. Well, Daddy's not going away anytime soon. But it has been an interesting exercise, and there has been a significant number of good ideas have come through my door to me, and there is, I have to say, as any person who runs a half-decent organization will tell you, the people who work in that organization, if they want to do the work and they believe in what the organization is doing, are the greatest asset the place has. And I subscribe to that philosophy in good measure. And as a final, with respect to this particular part, I have undertaken to address the situations I can address that I think should be addressed, and I have been honest about what I don't think I can do anything about in the short term. And I have also committed to reopening dialogue with the public via the airwaves. My God, that's what we do best, or it should be. So there will be appearances from the general manager at least, and I'm aiming to open that out along the lines of what was suggested at one of the previous meetings, that there will be an interface with the public on a regular basis, and that will be timetableable given the strictures of the format that we operate under. So I'll come back to some general comments at the end of this, because I want to put some questions out to you people as well that you can perhaps address for me in the coming weeks, months, God help me, maybe years. The outreach and development report has been shortened, Kim. The bits I took out were the more specific parts of the Billy Higgins. Some of the bits I took out were the more specific parts of the Billy Higgins report, which I have available to you should you want to see it. And if anybody on the board wants to see that report, I'm more than happy to make that available to you. I didn't see the point in putting a spreadsheet into a report like this. If that's wrong, then I'm open to that as well. Jennifer reports that the two interns she's been working with, and I know Alan has had some exposure to them as well, have been top-notch, wonderful young people, fantastic, full of enthusiasm, extremely smart, a whole lot brighter than I am, and energy to burn. And that's been a fantastic thing for me to see coming in at this stage, and to give them the opportunity to be exposed to the environment that we work in, and you know, to see that showbiz is not as glamorous as they sometimes might think it might be. But they are being worked quite hard, I have to say, and Alan and Jennifer are not letting up on them. They are keeping them well occupied, and they are taking advantage of their enthusiasm and the skills they have so far and helping to build on those skills. And we see that as a valuable part of our contribution to a youth employment skills program in general terms. We have embarked upon a process of documentation review and process review, and that will involve taking inventory of what we do. Part of that will be the cash handling policy. That's just one of the small parts, and the reason that we're doing that is to ensure that the systems become stronger and are adhered to, and if they're not, we have something we can go back and point to and say these systems are not being followed. So that work is underway. One of the key things that we were thinking about was actually getting the message out there about what we do in terms of marketing and promotion. Anyone who is remotely familiar with the 22 immutable laws of marketing will tell you that this organization already has a lot going for it. It is better to be first in the mind than in the marketplace, particularly for this sort of operation, and we are quite high in the mind from the people I've spoken to so far. However, I make the proviso to that, that before we start loudly marketing and promoting something, we need to have something that we are proud to market and promote. And in my view, we are on the way, but we're not there yet. That doesn't mean we won't start ringing the bell and shouting about our achievements and our abilities and the things we can offer, but what it also means is that we won't make too much fuss when our ducks are not in a row yet, and that's an ongoing task. The membership benefits card is moving into the phase two part of what it's doing. There's more available on that. I don't want to burden this meeting with it. And just briefly, what's coming up shortly, the fund drive for August will be the 16th to the 25th. Hopefully we can shorten that somewhere along the way. We'll see. We're looking at a few things that need to be discussed internally before we talk about them. Just making sure that everybody who's involved is in the loop, because one of the things that's becoming clear to me is that some people feel that they're being told or asked to do things and they don't clearly understand why they're being asked to do certain things. And there might be a particularly good reason behind it. However, it's important that everybody buys in before they move forward. We've briefly covered the Billy Higgins tribute. It was a success. It did make us some money, and you can have a look at those figures. I have them. I have one copy here, but I can certainly make the copies available in a variety of forms so that whatever you want to hear, you'll hear. That's a joke. In programming, Alan has made some notes about what's been happening, and you'll be aware of them as listeners anyway. It seems kind of coming. I haven't been here for a fund drive at this stage, so I came in at the end of one. I'm going into one in a couple of months. So what I hear on the radio is pretty bloody fine, I have to say, because it's the program that KPFK does best. It's the public affairs and the community work and the music and the cultural programs and the quality in-depth investigative talks. We've made some brief notes in the report about the things that have changed. Some of the music programs that were thought to not flow well from one to another have been moved around to try and make that flow better. It's my intention over the coming months to have a look at that whole grid, right from the beginning of Sunday at midnight to the end of Saturday at midnight, or 11:59 if you like, and just see how that flow can be improved. One of the other things that becomes clear to me, and I'm trying not to go on too long because I do want to leave some time for comments and questions, but one of the things that becomes clear to someone from the outside in a situation like this is that when you do listen to a lot of the public affairs programming, because of the nature of the station and its courage in saying the things that a lot of people are not saying, particularly other public broadcasters and certainly other commercial broadcasters are not saying, involve a lot of attacking. There is a lot to attack in this society, like there is everywhere in the world. But the impact from a listener perspective, for me anyway, is that it has a kind of relentless depressingness about it. And we need to do that, but there must be a way for us to have some light and shade in that, I think, and that might help us to attract listeners. And it's a circle. For me, it's the listeners who lead to the money, who lead to the listeners who lead to the Autotrons, and lead to the money, who lead to the ability for us to create programs and to broadcast programs, who lead back to the listeners and so on. And we will talk about that circle a lot more as I sit in this chair. We are pleased to have reinstated or brought back from a relative hiatus the ICE reports and the police checkpoint reports, and there has been significant reaction to those being put on the air. And the advisory committees of various types continue to inform us on what we do in both English and Spanish, and we take a lot from that. Alan is here as well, so that if some of the questions are more specific in nature when we get to the end of my business here related to programming, he will try and take care of those for you. Operations, it's a relatively mundane report from the operations section of the building, and that is that we're doing the stuff we need to do. We've put the exit signs up like the fire department told us to. We have, you know, and these are small things, but they mean something to people who come in and out of the building. There are new handrails on at least one of the stairwells, because we have a regular programmer whose stroke condition means that on the particular side where he is able to hold a handrail, he was not able to on one of our staircases. We've dealt with that. And that sort of thing is obviously small potatoes to a lot of us, but it is important for us to do. The air conditioning units, as in my experience over many, many years in broadcasting, air conditioning is not broadcasting's friend, and broadcasting is not air conditioning's friend. So we have ongoing issues in some of our studios with temperature, and we're working to make that as efficient and effective as we can. Zuberi notes that there have been issues with phone hacking, particularly from the Caribbean, and there was a block on calls for that reason for a while, which has been lifted now. And also we are in the process of fitting energy-efficient lighting throughout the building and working on making sure our EEO compliance is well and truly looked after. And I can report that our public file is up to date. If you haven't read the engineering part of the report, it's brief as well. The studio's mostly okay. We do have some issues with CD players. They are aging, and we need to look at that over the next little while. There is likely to be a cheaper option for us to boost our signal into Malibu than we thought. We're looking at that as well. At Rancho Bernardo, the translator is okay, but it needs some adjustment. That's happening. Santa Barbara, we are getting 90.7 from Tijuana blasting over our translator there from time to time, and also in my car when I'm on Hollywood and Highland. We're working on that. And Mount Wilson, well, I don't need to tell you anything about Mount Wilson. I cannot tell you how disappointed I was the second week into my tenure to have my radio station off the air for 20 hours at a stretch. That is not acceptable. We are doing everything we can to deal with that. But we are dealing with aging equipment in many cases, and we are dealing with a number of things that, if you'll use, to use the New Zealand vernacular, need a bit of a boot up the arse. And we are working on those things. In terms of business, the numbers are there. Total cash at bank, just over $500,000. Total payables for the month, $42,000, and we owe central services about just under $250,000. There are those of us in this room, small in number, who look at these numbers on a regular basis and fight about them, and we will continue to do so for the next week until we are able to present to you via the Finance Committee a budget you can agree on and approve for us. I have set the fund drive for August target at $300,000. That's because I'm new and stupid. We'll see how we go. And the financial planning for the coming year is well and truly underway. I just want to close briefly by telling you that there might not have been a policy for cash collection, but there has been a system. We will make that a policy. I want to tell you, too, that a lot of people in the time that I've been here, most people have told me in the time that I've been here, from various walks of life, that this is a hell of a job and I've got my work cut out for me, and thanks for coming in to do it. I want to ask you to think about why you think that is, and I want to ask you to think about what you can do to make it easier, because I like a challenge, but I won't be ground into the ground by it, and I won't shy away from doing it. And I'm here to do it, and I'll do whatever it takes to do it. But Bella noticed how long it took us to get through the first part of the agenda at this meeting. I went out the back to look for somewhere to sling a rope over for a little while there. I couldn't find anywhere. But I have to say that there must be a way to make this easier. There must be. And if there's not, I'll give up, throw my hands up in despair and bugger off. I'm not going to do that anytime soon. I just want to share with you something I sent off to family and friends in New Zealand about 2 or 3 weeks into my tenure here, and that was an email that I just wrote to them. What can I say to you about KPFK FM in Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, North San Diego, and China Lake? The station itself sounds remarkably professional. It's an interesting mix of paid and volunteer broadcasters with a message of progressive hope, talk, and truth. It's a fascinating concept in a country like this one, at a point in history like this one, and it's a tall order any way you look at it. The station has a listening audience that's loyal but declining, and it needs to rebuild. They're the source of our financial survival. My key people are dedicated, I have no doubt of that, but they appear to me in some ways quite jaded, and they don't get paid enough. Significant evaluation and ongoing training is required. The station has the most powerful FM transmitter on the West Coast when it's on air. Multiple ethnic, political, and cultural philosophies and causes are represented, and they are represented stridently. It's actually quite exciting for the most part, and I'm enjoying myself so far. Just wanted you to know that's what they think about what I do in New Zealand, and I hope to be able to say some more positive things to them in time to come. And I welcome your questions and comments.
Thank you, Bernard. I let you go on a little long, in fact, and nobody paused earlier to tell me that I skipped over the chair report. Am I the only person that noticed that? Thanks for your support. What I'll do. I had 5 minutes earmarked for that, and I'll whittle that down to 1 minute and offer my 4 minutes to Q&A for Bernard. Lawrence Reyes, take the microphone, please.
Yes, thank you for your report, Bernard, and again, welcome. And I will do whatever I can with my sweat, you know, to help you and support you. I just have one question in regards to the CPB funding. I don't know if that was included in your report. Was that part of the total cash on hand? And also, I also requested a community advisory board report from Alan, and he said he would get that to me. I still haven't gotten it. So I would like to get that community advisory board report and the composition of it and how many people on it.
Lawrence, thank you. And through the chair, it's to the best of my knowledge that Cashit Bank is all Cashit Bank. However, the CPB funding comes in, it will be included in there somewhere if it has come in to that period. The CAB is something that we have, that I have started to address just this week to try and get the CAB functioning. It is a requirement. We need to have the CAB working. And I've started the process of finding out exactly where we are with that and seeing exactly what needs to be done. And you should continue to watch this space. The CAB, the CAB reports generally go to our network office, to our national office in Berkeley, and are compiled there because we are required to report as Pacifica for those sorts of things. And we got a request, and I guess you were part of it, for the most recent one of those. We have asked for a copy of that from National. National tell us it isn't required to be on the website and that they maintain copies. So I'm working through that process, but you can take it from me that the CAB is top of the list, or one of the things at the top of my list.
And can you guys bring that microphone over for Bernard so I can do this back and forth? I believe the next person on the list was Rodrigo. Can we handle the microphone quickly? We'll try to squeeze as many of these questions and answers into a short period.
Yes, one comment on the ice race. It was a good response, but also there was some negative response to, especially to the one that happened at the Union Station. So the issue here, and I see that, you know, it says, and these are being worked through, right? The logistics and the staff. So, I mean, doesn't have to be exact, you know, but are you working on something? Are you having a body to work on it? Or how this thing is being done? Because the less we want is to stop these alerts, you know. They cannot stop, you know. So some of the emails that were sent, you know, were saying to stop them. You know, and I would oppose totally to stop them because, yeah, we see that one report, that was, you know, a huge response, right? So we got to take advantage of that, you know, because it is KPFK a good means of communication in that sense. The other one was the training. So the Spanish Language Association developed a 4-month training with 18 people graduating. But there was no recognition from the radio station to that group. And we met with, you know, former directors, and we asked them, you know, that there would be at least a recognition to those who graduate. So it was 20 people, 18 graduated. And I'm talking about 4 months. So, and also, I would ask, you know, the board and yourself, you know, to support this kind of training.
Because Rodrigo, we're going to limit your question.
Okay, that's fine. That's the last one. And the last thing is that you said you got some meetings going on with the staff. But when are you going to be meeting with unpaid staff?
Thanks, Rodrigo. Through the chair, the unpaid staff are welcome to make appointments and meet with me. And in fact, we tried to convene a volunteer and programmer meeting a few weeks back. In fact, we did. We had a meeting just a few weeks back, a public one, where there weren't as many people as I would have hoped, but we did get to see quite a few people. With respect to your question on the ICE raids, some of the logistic problems are as simple as telephone-based and the message not being seen or taken in time for it to have any impact, and we are working on trying to make that a thing of the past.
Thank you. No, that has elapsed our time even more than we had set aside, so thank you very much. And what I'll do, since I didn't do my chair report, I'll just give you a 1 minute right now, and then we'll move into the unfinished.
Board of order, Chair.
Who said that? Sorry, I wasn't looking. Lawrence?
I'd like to request that we extend time.
So are you making a motion to extend the time for this? I mean, we're gonna start losing other important business. So if someone would like to second that motion?
Second.
We have a second from Summer. Vote on the motion. How long are we extending? 10 more minutes? I mean, that's a serious dent out of this meeting, Lawrence. You still, Summer, do you second 7 minutes? Those in favor of extending this Q&A session 10 minutes and taking out of the rest of the meeting, raise your hand.
It was seven.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in favor. Those against extending, 1, 2, 3, 4 against. Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Motion passes. We have 7 minutes to ask further questions. Summerese, you are next on the stack. And everyone, so if we can keep our question to a minute, and Bernard will keep his response to a minute, we'll be able to get through a few of these.
That's the new math. Okay, thank you, Bernard. Just to briefly shoot through everything, yes, when it comes to public events in which significant staff resources, outside consultants, money is spent, money is brought in, the board would like to see full reports. Even I like your report, but it's an overview of the various departments. But on those specific type of things where there are serious expenditures, at least some of us would like to see the full report, especially when we've been waiting 2 months for it. So thank you. I'll get that from you later. ICE raids, I've said this before, but you weren't here then. Police checkpoints occur primarily on Friday and Saturday nights throughout Los Angeles County. There are Twitter feeds. There are text alerts. These are things which are posted on the California Highway Patrol sites and are usually in the newspapers prior to their occurrence. They don't require last-minute phone-ins, verification, or anything else. They're just public information. So we could integrate this into a news department function that had regular announcements, particularly prior to the weekends, that say checkpoints will be at these locations, because that's where most people get nailed, not ICE raids, but actual police checkpoints. So I'd be happy to help facilitate that. Okay. And the rest, I'll
come
to
another
time.
So we're going to let Bernard answer your question. Thank you, Bernard.
And we had lots of interference from Tijuana between 4 and 5 this morning.
Summer, we need to get through all these questions. Thank you. Bernard.
I don't think there was a question, but I appreciate your comments.
Thank you. The next person on the stack is Ken Aaron. Can you have the microphone, friends? Thank you. Teamwork.
Bernard, I want to personally express the appreciation that I have and the other. I know many members in the LSB of having a general manager who is present and engaged in running the station in all aspects based on your background and experience. I really want to thank you for taking on the job and being here and also being in honest and open communication with the LSP. It's very deeply appreciated. I have one question. If you could elaborate on, it appeared to me from reading a report that the repeater in San Diego was co-opted or invaded by Mexico. Could you explain that?
Santa Barbara. Yeah. Part of it is to do with temperature propagation at this time of the year and the inversion layer, and as I understand it, and that makes sense to me because I've seen that sort of thing before. But in many cases, the stations broadcasting out of Tijuana are overmodulating and overpowering. And when they do that, our translator, when faced with two competing signals via two microwave STL studio to transmitter links, will actually probably carry whichever one is stronger at any given time. If the Tijuana signal is coming through stronger than our signal on its STL studio to transmitter link, it will probably pick up that signal and rebroadcast it because it is just a translator, it's not a transmitter. So it picks up a broadcast from our transmitter and relays it, as I understand it.
Next person on the stack, Michael Novick.
My appreciation also. I think it was a breath of fresh air and very, very welcome. I wanted to maybe, it's not even a question, but give you a heads up of the fact that this fund drive is really the beginning of an election cycle. And as you think about what's on your plate, think about that. There's a lot of necessity for accurate records keeping of membership, staff, constituency, and listener constituency. And the PMB Election Committee had a meeting today with the ED on that very question. and are looking for a lot of support from the management for making sure that process goes smoothly. Thank you.
Alan, would you care to reply to that?
Actually, just because obviously I'll be dealing with the way that this goes out over the airwaves, Michael, can you clarify? So the August 16th to 25th people who sign on will be eligible to vote next year, but the last election was not, and obviously all elections going forward. So I should alert programmers to that, right?
Right.
In advance of the fund drive.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next hand up was Kim Kaufman.
I've heard various, well, I've heard that LSU members have in the past come to the staff meetings. How do you feel about that? What, or people who have been around, what, how was that?
LSB members?
Yeah.
Two of them are on staff.
Okay. I'm talking about, actually, yeah, okay, the ones that are not on staff.
How can we talk about you when you're in the room?
My understanding is that's why we have members of the staff on the LSB. They're the liaisons that are at both. So a member of the LSB that's not a member of the staff.
That's your opinion, Dutch. I'd like to hear the, I'd like to hear Bernard's, and I'd like to hear Alan's, you know, for precedent, history.
Through the chair, I wouldn't encourage it a good deal. I wouldn't encourage it a lot. In fact, just about all of those staff meetings.
Would or would not?
Would not. Would not. W-O-U-L-D, N apostrophe T.
Thank you for my time back.
I most of those meetings are concerned with day-to-day managerial and operational issues and internal policy matters. You can have a report on it if you like. I don't think it would serve any purpose for either of us.
Thank you. Any further questions for Bernard?
Sorry, Kim asked for Alan's comment on that too.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
No, do not take this as an editorial statement one way or the other, boss. But yes, especially during Eva George's tenure, LSB members were encouraged to come to staff meetings.
Thank you. No further questions. We'll move forward with the agenda. Ariana, please. Can you hand her the microphone, please?
I was going to say, since you are general manager and you're actually participating in these LSB meetings, what are you going to do to cut back on some of the back and forth, in my opinion, which is a bunch of bureaucracy? There's serious issues going on right here in the world. Right now, we have brothers that are in Pelican Bay and in other prisons that are starving themselves so they can get national attention paid to what's going on within the prison industrial complex. But we're sitting here with a bunch of people that are arguing about silly points taking up time. Really, the meeting don't even have to last no 3 hours if we move right ahead with the agenda points. But everybody comes as if this is their only chance to speak and how I'm powerful at this meeting. And it's really, it's tired. It's old. I'm getting fed up of sitting here and dealing with everybody and, you know, their personal issues. I feel like people have a lot of personal issues. A lot of stuff is going on in the world. And more than just in this room in the KPFK and LSB. We can actually broadcast and let people know what's going on if we stop bringing over stupid issues. Thank you.
And Michael, if Ariana needs to speak again, can you hand her that microphone? Because this one's out of slack when it comes up. Thank you, Bernard.
There's no easy answer to that. But from my perspective, I have to remind you or inform you, if you're not aware, anybody on the LSB, that I am what is referred to as an ex officio member of this committee. So I can listen and I can offer comments when they're addressed to me, but I cannot affect the running of the meetings. And to be fair, I wouldn't. It's not the general manager of the radio station's job. It's the chair's job and the committee's job. And if that sounds like it's sidestepping the issue, maybe it is. But there's nothing else I can offer you right now.
Thank you. And we've surpassed our additional 7 minutes. We're going to move forward
point,
with the meeting.
Point of information.
Kim, you have a point of something? Thank you. Can we move forward? What we'll do is we'll do the tabled Finance Committee cash policy as it was added to this point of the agenda, and then I'll take my 1 minute, and then we'll get into the discussion of board decorum. The Finance Committee cash policy motion, Kim, would you like to address that as the treasurer?
Pardon me?
So we've got 5 minutes to deal with that.
Let me pass it out.
It was next on the agenda.
Well, I'm passing up the motion. As a member of the Finance Committee said, it does not appear that the oral tradition is working. A written policy seems like a good idea. It's the same one we handed out last time.
Okay, Kim, you can go ahead.
I'm done. You know, I'm letting people take a look at it and get it, and questions or comments, issues.
So we'll open questions to Kim, addressed, I assume, to you about this motion. First of all, call on Lawrence and then Ali.
I'd like to address the question to the chair.
Sure.
Bernard just reported that there is a system in place and that he intends to make a policy. So in view of that, I would probably likely vote no against this motion.
Thank you. Ali Lexa? Do we hand the microphone to Alan Lamont? Microphone sharing.
Lawrence brings up a good point. I would like to hear, if it's possible, the existing policy, even though it's not official or in writing. But I do have one comment about this motion. The fifth paragraph says three people should sign off on all cash receipts. I've volunteered at many events where there's just two volunteers, and my opinion, always be practical, because there just aren't three people available to sign off on the cash box of how many T-shirts we sold or whatever. So I would like to amend that two people should sign off on all cash receipts.
Next person on the queue is John Winger.
Yes, with regard to the notion of policy, we are now about 10 years or so into LSB governance, and we lack policy, and general managers come and go, and LSB members come and go, and we really should establish policy, especially if management thinks it's good policy and we're simply putting into policy what the station is already doing. So if I understand Bernard correctly, all we're doing is creating a formal written policy, the codification, what's already being done, and this is a good idea for our successors, everybody's successors, including general manager's successors. So we should do it.
Next in the queue is Lamont.
Yeah, I'd just like to reinforce what John Winger just said. We do need a stated written policy. At the last meeting, Lady Prasan said there was a policy. As I recall from my notes, such a policy was to be presented to this committee tonight. But there isn't one. I think it would behoove us to follow through with this. I'd also suggest, although Ali Lexa made a point, it would depend on the circumstances whether we have two or three people. If, of course, there are only two, it's a small meeting, I understand that. But if, of course, it's a large gathering, three, I don't think would be inappropriate. Tangential, but nonetheless related to this, was an outreach program in Orange County. And some of you may or may not recall, I voted against that meeting because it was a last-minute decision, even though the outreach group that was sponsoring that Orange County program had some time, a month or more, to present it to the LSB. But here again is a case in point. We do need to have specific records of what is spent, what the expenditures are, what is collected, and the cost, as well as the profit, if any, made from such events. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Summer. And then we should call up for the vote because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously we shouldn't be stepping on management in terms of developing policies, but there's no need to reiterate the past, but employees, volunteers, everyone needs to have guidance. Written policies are helpful to do that. Frequently people find themselves in situations, don't know they're supposed to keep track of T-shirts they're giving away, don't know what they're supposed to do with the money. It's just, it really, whether it's volunteer events, LSB events, staff events, whoever's running it, it's helpful to have a policy that says, how do you handle cash? How do you handle drinks? How do you handle inventory? And this just doesn't exist. People wing it from event to event. So whether we want to, you know, let the manager have some more input on this, but we should have a policy that's stated, written, and that everyone is aware of.
Thank you. I'll take one more brief remark, and then we need to call for the vote. Margie?
I was going to ask to call for the vote.
that ought to do it. The motion that came from finance, I think there was a request for a friendly amendment to change it from three people sign off to two. Is that correct, Ollie? Ollie, you had requested that on paragraph five change it from three people sign off to two.